A few announcements before the homily. First, a reminder that today we are starting our St. Dimphna Novena. I'm very excited about that. She is a powerful intercessor. We know that those who are suffering from emotional or mental challenges, she is their particular intercessor. So I'm very happy we're going to do that. Right after Mass, the deacon, server, and I will go to the statue of St. Dimphna. I'll ask that you just turn and face the statue, staying where you are, in order for us to offer these prayers. After the novena, I'll go to the confessional. We have confessions as needed until the last penitent. The deacon will come back to the altar in order to solemnly expose the Blessed Sacrament. We have adoration until 2:15, where the deacon will then give benediction. So an exciting day here at Team Grace. A lot of opportunities to grow in grace. A few other things I want to highlight. This Friday, don't forget, we have a special Mass at 11 a.m. in honor of 9/11. It's so important that we remember, as Americans, the people who died on that tragic day, and that we continue to intercede and ask God for the protection of our country. It's regrettable that after so many years have passed, so many people forget, right? We are not going to forget here at Our Lady of Grace. We're going to have that Mass. That's Friday at 11 a.m. The reason why it's at 11 a.m. is all of our national holiday Masses are 11 a.m. Thanksgiving's 11 a.m. Memorial Day is 11 a.m. Patriots Day is 11 a.m. So I hope you can join us. Also, as a reminder, this weekend we have all of our regular Masses. If you are planning to come, please be early. Oftentimes we have some problems at the door when people are turned away. No one takes any pride in turning anybody away for Mass. So if you want to make sure you get a seat, the early bird apparently gets the pew. So please do what you can. There's a few other updates. I direct you to our website. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So yesterday I told you that if you asked Our Lady, it was her birthday, and that she's generous. And I'm so grateful for some of you who reached out to me throughout the day and into this morning with emails and updates. Some of you informed me that you'd heard from loved ones that you had not heard from in years, some of whom were far from the Lord. Some of you indicated that you heard news about health tests. Some, for one person, they said they weren't expecting to hear for several more days. And they received word yesterday, everything's going to be fine. I received word that loans have gone through. So a lot of good news yesterday. I have to tell you my good news, the gift that Our Lady gave to me and to our parish. Many of you have heard of Sister Didi. She's the sister who served 29 years in the military. She was a combat surgeon. She, of course, after her military career, felt called into religious life. She has served the poorest of the poor in the Sudan, in Haiti, throughout the United States. Many of you may have seen her in a recent national convention where she spoke about the importance of life. I'm very happy to announce that we will have the honor of hosting Sister Didi here at Our Lady of Grace in early November. So I saw Sister, I said, I want that nun to come here. You know, you could want a lot and not get anything, right? But Our Lady pulled it through with a lot of good friends of Sisters in the diocese, and Sister's going to be with us. So in early November, Sister will be here and we'll speak at the end of one of our Masses. So I'm very happy about that as she gives the powerful testimony of the value of every human life. My goodness, when did it ever happen that Christians have to be reminded of that? But it's good to have Sister here, one of our religious sisters, to give us the power of her testimony. So that was my good news yesterday. I was like, thank you, Mother. She always comes through with such great gifts, right? So do not hesitate to ask for what you need. In today's gospel, what do we see? We are told by Luke that Jesus raises his eyes and he looks at his disciples. Have you felt that in your discipleship, that the Lord Jesus raises his eyes and he looks at each of you, at each of us? Imagine those divine eyes, so piercing, so powerful. He raises his head for no other intention other than to look at each of us. The profound love and affection and warmth that we should feel, that the Son of God, the one who helped create all things, who's all-powerful and all-knowing, raises his eyes to look at each of us. And what is he looking at? What are we giving back to him? How are we reciprocating his love? Today the Lord describes what the Christian way of life looks like. Matthew gives us a different version than Luke. Matthew's is called the Sermon on the Mount. We call this Luke's Sermon on the Plain, right? Kind of adjusts it a little bit. Makes it a little stronger, actually. We suspect that in the second generation of our faith, when Luke wrote, Christians were beginning to forget. They were starting to slack off. They're starting to abandon the faith because many of them thought the Lord was going to return immediately. And when they began to realize he's not coming back, they started taking it easy. So Luke turns up the pressure, reminds them and us, every Christian, what it means to follow the Lord Jesus. Do you understand, dear friends, that everything Jesus said today in the gospel, he meant? That there are consequences for us, whether we accept or decline to live this way of life? The Lord looks up and he looks at each of us and he calls us to his most excellent way of love. Have we accepted that? Or do we constantly compromise, looking for exceptions? Have we allowed ourselves to be distracted? Have we become compromised by the ways of this world? As I said, in terms of life, there is nothing more fundamental for the Christian than to know the value of every human life. Our earliest teaching document, called the Didache, it was written around 70 AD. It predated some of the Gospels. The number one teaching, the moral teaching of the Didache, the Christian will not perform an abortion because it was the most heinous thing in the ancient world. To rip life from the very beginning, the first and fundamental gift, it meant as a Christian we did not abort or kill our own. And we would take the children of anyone else, because that's how seriously we took the fact that God has become a man. And yet how many have abandoned that way? How many have compromised? How many have come up with false gospels? They look at the divine eyes piercing at them and they say to him, not good enough. I don't care. I can do it better myself. I'll look somewhere else. Don't look at me. Who do you think you are? And they turn that divine eyes away and that divine gaze away from them. I can do it better. The rebellion of the fallen human heart. An utter war against our human dignity. Against our vocation as the children of God. Against the most excellent way of love. Today Jesus raises his eyes and he looks at you. I pray that he does not see a compromised servant, a wayward steward, someone distracted. I pray that as he lifts that divine head and looks at each of you and each of us, that he finds someone who is willing to fight the good fight, to lay down his life or her life in service to the vulnerable and the weak. They find that he finds someone willing to suffer and to die to themselves in order to live the way of love. When the Lord looks at you, what does he see? What do you want him to see? If you're not where you need to be, repent and believe. Go to confession. Get your life right. Go back to the straight path of the Lord Jesus. Seek his love, because he is looking and his eyes merit our best. His eyes merit our response of love. I pray that's what you give to the Lord today as he looks at each of you.